When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Put a Silverado in your toolbox.
And it is time to talk with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Northwestern Medicine. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, a lot of news to get to today. We saw the governor was out there talking with us about the new mask mandate indoors. Something, actually, you talked to us last week and said, I wouldn't be surprised if something like this is coming. Here it is. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Anna. I'm not surprised. Like we talked about last week, it seemed inevitable that the governor would reinstitute a mask mandate for the state. The governor shared with us that he's been following data in the surrounding states, Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky. Those places are even hotter than Illinois is right now with this Delta virus. And it just seemed pretty inevitable that the governor would come back with the mask mandate, which indeed he did.
Help me understand something. We heard Dr. Ezekiel with a pretty dire message during that news conference about how Region 5 was one day away from full ICU capacity. Region 4 was pretty close. And then less than an hour after, the political reporters all pushed this out to say that an hour after Governor Pritzker reimposes a statewide indoor mask mandate, Chicago Public Health says Chicago's hospital system is stable and not currently anywhere near our peak of April 2020. There still are a number of ICU beds available. How would you characterize it now, Dr. Copen, for clarity's sake?
So Illinois, Anna, is divided up into multiple regions when it comes to looking at hospital capacity. So the regions that Dr. Ezekiel was talking about today are very small for the most part, not a lot of hospital beds to begin with, not a lot of ICU beds. Unfortunately, these regions also have very low vaccination rates. So guess what's happening? These areas, although they're not very, very well populated, you know, these are rural areas of the state for the most part. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Delta virus right now. And they're seeing a lot of people coming to the hospital. So what's happened is the small number of ICU beds are filling up in these areas. And that's what Dr. Ezekiel was referring to. Here in the Chicago metropolitan area, we have a very different situation when it comes to the number of hospitals, hospital beds, ICU beds. It's very, very different. A very large proportion of the state of Illinois' ICU beds are located here in the metropolitan area. It makes sense, right, with all the hospitals that we have. And we're still doing okay with our ICU capacity, hospital bed capacity. Our hospitals are typically pretty full. We're seeing that we have a whole bunch of COVID patients, almost all of them not vaccinated. It's worth pointing that out. Mm-hmm. But we're not in danger of having our hospital capacity overwhelmed. I don't want anyone to worry about that.
Okay, that makes it much clearer. Thank you for that. Tony's got a question for you, Dr. Copen. Go ahead, Tony. You're on WGN.
Thank you for taking my call. Doctor, I'm in quarantine right now. Tomorrow will be day 14 that I tested positive. I still have a very bad lingering cough. My question is, when I was in the emergency room last week, I got an infusion of the monocordial antibodies. And my question is, do I still need to get vaccinated down the road? Because even though I was given this infusion, I was not vaccinated.
Yeah, okay, so you received monoclonal antibodies when you're in the ER. That's terrific care, by the way. That's something to be really, really happy about. Not every emergency room is set up to allow for that. So I'm pleased to hear that you received the monoclonal antibodies and hopefully you're feeling better even though you have the cough. And don't be surprised if the cough lingers for a while. These COVID-related coughs have a tendency to hang on for a bit. So don't panic about that and you'll be able to come out of quarantine. So that's a good thing. As for vaccination, have you been vaccinated yet, or would this be the first time that you would be vaccinated?
This would be the first time.
Yeah, so you should get vaccinated. It's important, even though you now have your natural antibodies, the monoclonal antibodies that you receive, those are going to work out of your body. They're probably gone already. They did their job. You got better. But it's going to be important that you do get vaccinated. And the combination of the natural infection that you've recovered from plus getting fully vaccinated, you will have a very robust immunological protection against the possibility of future COVID infection. So I would highly recommend that you do get vaccinated after you recover.
How long should I wait, Doc?
Yeah, there's no magic to this. If you're feeling okay, probably in a couple weeks, go ahead and do it.
Cool.
Good luck, Tony. Yeah. And I hope you're feeling,
thank you so much.
I hope you're feeling better soon. I do.
Thank you.
It's like you said, that cough, some of the symptoms can linger. I was just mentioning yesterday, a friend of mine had COVID 3 months ago, and Dr. Copen just said that the taste and smell came back suddenly. And really happy that that happened because, you know, that's not a fun thing to deal with.
Right? Wow. That's such good news, Anna, for your friend. My Lord, that's, you know, we have people that still months and months and months after losing taste and smell haven't gotten it back yet. I actually have a couple of patients of my own who we're now going over a year without taste and smell. It's not easy to live like that.
Long-haul COVID, I know there are a ton of studies going on about that. It's only, you know, that now that you can really have the data you need. What can you tell us, though, Dr. Copen, about what you've been hearing?
Yes, the long-haul COVID, it's real. We don't totally understand it yet. There's a long list of possible symptoms that people have that would be included in long-haul COVID. So it's going to take some time for the long-haul COVID clinics that are specializing in these folks get a better understanding of what's going on and what the underlying science is of long-haul COVID. So it's going to take a while. Thankfully, there are good studies going on. The government has funded these studies significantly. So I'm pretty optimistic, Anna, that we're going to continue to develop a sophisticated understanding of what's going on. And my hope is that we're going to actually be able to intervene to help people who have these long-haul COVID symptoms.
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be really nice to get out in front of some of those. 708 asks, Anna, please ask Dr. Copen, is the booster going to give us more protection, or is it the same as being totally vaccinated, like bring you up to a full tank again kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the answer is really very positive. It's even better. The antibody response when getting the booster is very robust. Some reports say it's up to 10 times the amount of antibody that were there before the booster.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the booster would be even better than after the first initial vaccination. So just a great reason to go ahead and get the booster. I saw a report today, Anna, too, that it looks like the recommendation that's going to come out might suggest that we get the booster within 6 months, not 8 months, within 6 months of the second injection, if Moderna or Pfizer, or 6 months after Johnson & Johnson. So it's going to be interesting, and we should be hearing that announcement pretty soon, I believe.
That would be a big deal. I hadn't heard about that. So 6 months instead of 8 months, we'll be listening for that. Hey, Dr. Copen, I've seen a number of stories here about between the flu and COVID-19 going into this winter season, there's some concern that we're going to have a lot going on, and hospitals are talking about this kind of thing. Are you guys having conversations about that?
Oh, for sure. If you were to ask many of my colleagues what keeps them up at night, it's exactly that. You know, we're dealing still with COVID, obviously, and we're going to get into September pretty soon, and we're going to be looking at the potential for influenza, seasonal flu. And then we also have kids, you know, with respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, parrot influenza infection, some of these other viruses other than COVID it's out there. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of attention being paid to what's going to happen in the fall. So for our listeners, Anna, as much as we've been talking about the importance of getting vaccinated for COVID and the booster that's going to be coming up, the other thing, it's not too soon for people to start to talk about and to think about the need to also get the seasonal flu shot once that becomes available. We're starting to see it. It's coming out right now, the seasonal flu shot, and people have to get that. We don't want to have a bad flu season this fall and winter. It's the last thing we need. And everyone should remember that it's going to be okay. You could go in and get both your booster for COVID and your seasonal flu shot at the same time. That's safe.
That's okay.
So just be one trip to the pharmacy, mm-hmm, or to your doctor's office. You could get both at the same time. It's safe. CDC says it's fine to do that. And this make it a lot easier for us, right, if we can get it done at one time.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it's just the easier, the better. I think it is pretty easy right now to get these vaccines. I think they're readily available. Accessibility doesn't seem to be one of the holdups. In fact, I think the city even has a program. They'll come right to you, right to your house if you want to.
Yeah. Right? And then, you know, and all the retail pharmacies have it. They have plenty of vaccine in stock. The government has a supply that it will also be sending out to the retail pharmacies. So we're going to be able to get the vaccines, both the COVID booster and the seasonal flu shot. And it's really important that people avail themselves of that.
Got a question on the text line, 815. Should the booster be the same vaccine you initially received?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That will absolutely be the recommendation. That whatever it is you got, if you're a Pfizer person, a Moderna person, or a Johnson & Johnson person, when the approval is given, get the same vaccine that you already received.
Is there a danger in getting another one?
We don't know. There are studies going on looking at that. There are theoretical advantages, perhaps, at getting a different type of COVID vaccine than that initial series that we received. But that's being studied, and it is not appropriate at this point to depart from the recommendation that we stay with the same manufacturer.
Dr. Copin, Jenny is on the line, and she's got a question I think is a great one, and I've heard this before. Go ahead, Jenny, with your question. Thanks for calling in. Jenny, you there?
I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
That was on our end. I'm so sorry. Go ahead with your question, though. Thank you for calling in.
I was listening to the answer to the gentleman who had COVID, had the those antibodies,
yeah,
and suggested the shot. I have one of my lifelong best friends' sister had COVID pretty seriously, not hospitalization, back in October. Doctor said she had antibodies. And she asked if she should get the vaccine. This was just a couple months ago. And he said, no, I don't think so. That kind of goes against what I was always thinking, too, is get the shot anyway, right? I mean, are there circumstances where you have too many antibodies?
Yeah, that's a great question. Dr. Copin, I'd like as many antibodies as I can get, frankly. But
yeah,
go
really,
ahead and answer.
Really? Can you imagine being able to walk around, Jenny, and tell everybody you got too many antibodies?
That's bragging.
Now, Jenny, I agree with you. The correct answer is after this individual recovered from the infection, it is appropriate and recommended to get vaccinated. And if that individual has not been vaccinated yet, I would recommend getting it now.
Okay. All right. I will pass that on. Yeah. That was a back and door, a little bit of an argument with us, but yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
Jenny,
Thank you.
Dr. Copin told you this, okay? And you've got your arm with that. Thanks, Jenny. Enjoy the rest
of
your day.
Dr. Copin agrees with Jenny.
Right.
Dr. Copin agrees with Jenny.
Team Jenny. Me too. Dr. Copin, that's going to do it. We got so many more questions, but we always appreciate your time and look forward to our next visit together. Thank you for giving us your perspective and telling us the science on all this stuff. There's so many headlines hitting us every single day.
Yeah, we're not, unfortunately, Anna, we're not going to find that we don't have what to talk about yet.
Right. Never a problem.
We'll continue to do it. That's right. All right. Everybody take good care. Be well.
Dr. Copen, you too.